This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A state-run bus offering COVID vaccines is in Grand Junction today. CPR's Stina Sieg reports the bus is traveling across Mesa County this week and early next week.
It's headed to some of the county's bigger communities and several smaller ones, DeBec, Colburn, and Gateway. After that,
you just keep on touring the state.
Rick Palacio is a strategic consultant to the governor and says the state has 4 vaccination buses, which travel mostly through rural areas.
We're going to keep taking vaccine into people's backyards, into their communities.
And he says people can request these mobile vaccines come to their community. The buses have vaccinated an estimated 4,000 people so far. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser is joining calls for more rural input on wolf reintroduction. Wildlife officials are taking applications for an advisory committee after voters decided to reestablish gray wolves last year. Weiser says more Coloradans from the western slope are needed on the committee. A film festival showcasing works by, for, and about people with disabilities is finally making its debut in Denver. The local edition of the Real Abilities Film Festival will scan virtually today through Saturday using captions, audio descriptions, and sign language for all of its 6 movies and 3 panels. 58 degrees in Colorado Springs, Denver 51. This is CPR News.